Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. HagmanReport.com, that is the place to go for all of our audio video. That's HagmanReport.com and HagmanStore.com for gourmet coffee. I'm telling you, gourmet coffee. Have a cup. Actually, you can also buy the mugs. I Need the Bean, an utterance that I made spontaneously in one show, and there it was, suddenly on the back of a coffee cup. And that's HagmanStore.com, HagmanReport.com as well. But Hagman Store, there are three different kinds of coffee. Yes, yes, this is gourmet coffee. Some of the proceeds go to fight the battle against human and child sex trafficking. Boots on the ground, organizations including, Craig Sawyer, Vets for Child Rescue, Russ Dizdar, his group. That's right. You're helping them out when you purchase Hagman coffee, and you're helping us out as well because we provide support for, I'm not going to get into it, but we do provide investigative support for organizations. Now, of course, we're not talking about the fantasy organizations, you know, none of those. We're talking about the real deal. All right. America held hostage. This is day number 37 of America held hostage by the Chinese Communist Party and their alignment with the Democratic left and with all of the leftists and the representative rhino right. We're also into day number 49, I believe it is, of the Capitol being a military encampment. The day 49, roughly, of the Capitol being surrounded by razor wire fence, high fencing and such. Why? Well, it just has that added extra effect. When you take your children, your class, on a field trip to the Capitol to see our beautiful Capitol, what do they see? They see armed troops, 8, 10, 12 foot high fences with razor wire on top. That's what they see. And then, of course, their leftist teachers will say, see, Johnny, don't you talk bad about the government because look, don't talk bad. Don't even think about it. Don't talk bad about Nancy Pelosi. And don't even think about exercising your first, let alone your second and first amendment rights anywhere near here, because this is the green zone. I saw just an incredible Twitter. Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, they're trying to get rid of her. They're trying to get her out of Congress. She, at any rate, the Twitter was this. I don't know how many people have been into the congressional offices, the office buildings where you can meet with your representative in their offices. I've been up there, numerous times, and you've got, offices across or next to each other and across from each other. And at any rate, the representative, and I don't recall her name right off the top. You can find this on social media. You can find this everywhere. Representative across from Marjorie Taylor Greene put up this, LGBTQRSTVU, whatever flag in front of her office. Okay. And then went, by the way, I hate when people do that. I don't like it. That's kind of like poking you. I just don't like that. So Marjorie Taylor Greene comes out of her office. This is like, I don't know how much later, and puts up the sign. This is, there are only two genders, male and female, two sexes, you know, male and female. I'm paraphrasing the sign, big sign, and slaps it on the wall and then goes, I thought, okay, yeah, baby, that's where our tax dollars are going. All right, they got lots to do there. It's kind of, it reminds me of like the neighbors who feud, you know, Biden sign, Trump sign, American flag with the Confederate flag, you know, versus some, I don't know, Hatfield and McCoy's. But you know, I'm laughing. But here's the thing. We are at war. We are at war, and you've got to know it. We have a disturbance in the studio. Is everything okay, or is there a fire? Is there an emergency, or we need to? Are you okay? Now that was unnecessary. Why, you know, of all the fingers to give me, why that one? No, I'm kidding, folks. I'm kidding. You know, we're about to start a very serious program. Okay. So I need a little levity before the program. And that's the way I get it. Terrorize my wife. Right. I love you, babe. I got the most beautiful wife in the world. Do you want to come on camera and show the people how beautiful you are? I love my wife. I also love Eric the Tech too. Not in the same way though. Don't call me Richard Levine. I mean, Rachel, Levine, Cousinette. Don't call me Cousinette. No, no, wouldn't be prudent. Again, let me set this up for you because I'm about to unleash Steve Quayle upon everyone. I don't know how many people saw his appearance yesterday on InfoWars. Oh, it's on HagmanReport.com, the segment is. Ah! Man, he hit it out of the park yesterday. And you know, I was looking at the numbers, and his segment got like a whole bunch more numbers than views than other segments that were posted. But that's at Band Video. It's at HagmanReport.com. You can look at it after the show. But it was fantastic. So bringing Steve Quayle on and, again, to unleash him, this is a very serious show. That's why the levity at the beginning. Segregate, isolate, and destroy. Think about those three words. Remember Steve Quayle talking about identify, vilify, nullify, and destroy. Well, now it's segregate, isolate, and destroy. Kind of a SIDS death, if you will. You remember SIDS, right? Sudden infant death syndrome. Well, this is the adult version of SIDS. Segregate, isolate, and destroy. Second lockdown and what happens when it comes. We had a great conversation off air last night, a very extended conversation about a number of things, and it's just incredible. One of the things, folks, that, again, before I bring Steve on, and Steve, is he ready? Okay. I want to play this from Steve Bannon very quickly to kind of set the stage because you remember, folks, I hope people remember a number of years ago, Steve talking initially about transhumanism and people saying, what the heck is that? What's transhumanism? And then, of course, his books and his writings. He was so far ahead of his time. Well, a couple of days ago, Andrew Torba, the head of Gab, who I know is a great, great, great Christian, a great man, a great Christian, God-fearing man, appeared with Steve Bannon on the War Room and said this about transhumanism. It's about a 2.5 minute, roughly a three minute clip. But let's take a listen and take a look at this. Here it is.
Since I think that I tell people you're one of the rising voices. It's not just about your ideas about subsidiarity, you know, the great Catholic concept of, you know, the best government is one that's closest to the people and how you really change American populism being so centralized to actually decent, you know, we've got to create millions of Donald Trumps, right, that are out there at the local level. But you bring up a concept. And we're, one of the things we pride ourselves here is getting nomenclature out there. Then we can talk process and statics and dynamics of process and then critical path, and people can start to get a mental map of how to start to comprehend what's about to happen. This concept, we've got a couple of minutes left. I want to talk about transhumanism. You mentioned this a lot in your writings and your talk. What do you mean when the audience sitting there going, hey, I'm following social media, I'm following Bannon on this economics, they're ranting and raving about the party of Davos right there. Transhumanism's a new one. So, Andrew, and by the way, it is central to the thesis of what is going on with the globalist. Walk through what is transhumanism in your mind, and why do you continue to mention it?
So, you know, this goes back to the supremacy concept and the mindset that I was talking about earlier in the show, where these Silicon Valley elites, these oligarchs, this party of Davos, they believe that they are a superior race to the rest of us. They unironically believe this. So, you know, and this is the first thing that goes away with transhumanism is equality. Because with transhumanism, what they're saying is they're modifying and liberating human beings from biology. Right. So they want to, you know, put chips in our brain, put chips in our wrists and modify the human body biologically by hacking our DNA and all sorts of things like this. So that is transhumanism. And obviously the reason that this is very dangerous is whoever controls the chips controls the minds of the people with the chips in them. So they want us to all be we're now digital serfs. We still have our biological freedom, but they want to own us biologically as well.
This is not conspiracy theory, and this is not wingnut talk, okay? What you're seeing, the concept is called the singularity. It's been talked about in scientific circles for about a decade. There's a great book about called Homo Sapiens by Yuval Noah Harari, I think you pronounce it. Then he wrote another book called Homo Deus, right? A Brief History of Tomorrow. This is a book that everyone should get. It is essentially a kind of a horror book. It's absolutely brilliant, but you have to get this. It's quite difficult to get there. It's not easy. But it talks about that you're coming to the end of Homo sapiens. You're about to have something. The singularity is when it all converges and you go beyond. We know the Chinese Communist Party is actually working on this in the CCP. And there are many other experiments throughout the world that people don't know about. But the concept is there's something beyond man. And that beyond man is some sort of merger or some sort of connectivity to artificial intelligence, advanced chip design, whether it's biologically put in or other aspects. This has actively gone on, and it's talked about ad nauseum, right? It's talked about ad nauseum at the highest levels. And this is just practical. This concept of transhumanism has to be put on the table. I told people, I gave a speech in Rome three or four years ago to the Brothers of Italy, a kind of a populist group. And I said, the reason I'm a populist is because I want to make sure, you know, having come from Harvard and worked at Goldman Sachs, that the problems we have in globalization, that the people that made the decisions about globalization are not making the decisions about transhumanism, because that's the one that's coming. And because of advances in technology, it's not 100 years from now. It's going to be in the living experience of people under 50 years old.
Caught me off guard there. I thought there was another 30 seconds of it. I apologize. I was actually, what I was doing here, I was looking for on SafeTrack. If you go to stevequayle.com, click on the books and products. Go to the books and products and order Steve's book. In fact, I'm going to do this for Steve Bannon and send this to Steve Bannon, his book, Xenogenesis, if it is still available. I'm looking and I can't get my fingers on it right at the moment, but I'll talk to Steve right now. Steve, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm really good, Doug, but we're going to have a heavy show today, and I just want to address transhumanism. The easiest way to explain transhumanism is even beyond, I think, easier than Steve Bannon. It is the end of human beings with a supernaturally evil plan. Instead of carboniferous life forms, we're made out of the dust of the earth. God breathes his spirit into us with silicon-based, basically, demon-possessed former entities known as human. I call it, in my poor attempt at Latin, humanicus destructicus, okay? What we are, what we were, and everything about it. It doesn't matter if you're dealing with chips. It doesn't matter if you're dealing with surveillance. Everything is designed to destroy the human being. And even the globalists, the technocrats, the full-scale, full-on worshiping Luciferians are talking about this when they're even talking about bringing the population of the world down to 500 million, the Georgia Guidestones. But it goes beyond that, Doug. And what most people do not understand is what we have is, and I talked about this 20 years ago, but technological decadence. I shortened it up to tech decadence, T-E-C-H, then decadence. And we are watching, ladies and gentlemen, the willful yielding to slaughter by not only the American public, but the global population. We know that messenger RNA vaccines have, quote, unknown components. It's my contention, and I've been saying this, and I'll stand by this, that the DNA extracted from the giants that are in stasis, suspended animation, and live giants, the bottom line is that it's incorporated with the child's sacrificial blood and the embryonic parts of human beings. So in Planned Parenthood and all of the abortion sacrificial centers, in my opinion, what they're doing, Doug, is killing the next generations of human beings. They're either going to basically nuke us, and we'll talk about that. We talk about the suitcase nukes, where they're going to poison us through a vaccine. They're going to add a secondary component to the chemtrails. They're going to basically starve us. They're going to kill a lot of us. And the end of this show, we'll go to the end at the beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, the country you know is dead. The country you have known will never come back. There's no one coming to your help except Jesus. These are the very end times the Lord has warned and warned and warned about. Donald Trump, like him, hate him, at least we had a time out, a period. Of basically, we could have sought the Lord. We could have done a lot of things. There is no law in the land. The Supreme Court has basically executed the whole rule of law, in my opinion. We're watching right now every single attack upon humanity that can be done. Listen, when I wrote Genetic Armageddon, Today's Technology, Tomorrow's Monsters, that had to be at least 15 or 20 years ago, okay? Well, it had to be longer than that, right around 15 to 20 years. And people didn't understand what was in that book. Then I replaced it with Terminated. The end of man is here. Unless someone understands the root of singularity, transhumanism, they will not understand the evil fruit that's already in playing out before everybody's eyes. And that's why we talked about today. And read the title for today's show, and I'll take each word.
Segregate. Isolate.
I'm sorry. Say it again, because I couldn't hear it. It cut out.
Segregate. Isolate. Destroy.
Segregation. 6 feet apart. Segregation. Quarantine. Quarantine isolation. The breaking down of human communication, the breaking down of human interaction, the virtual world, Zoom, Skype, whatever, obviously taking the place of touch, feel, sense, love, smiles. What's in a smile? A smile is an amazing thing. Unfortunately, a lot of us, the smiles have been wiped off our faces, and I would be in that realm unless I'm trying to basically, like you said, Doug, open something up with a little bit of humor because it's going to get really heavy. I do not believe the 90%, maybe 95% of Christians understand that you have already been targeted for destruction, first and foremost by the devil, but mostly important, 125 million people are targeted for annihilation. I'll go right to the bottom line. You know I love to overuse that statement. But what do all the people, I was going to say the people of the United States, expect? What do I expect? I expect that the demon rats and the Republican whores, okay, there's another word I would use for them, but I'll just leave it sanitary, that basically they have colluded, they have polluted, they have destroyed, and they are ready to nuke us, cut our heads off, poison us, basically imprison us. By the way, you go into the FEMA camps, you're not coming out. There's a reason there's 256,000 guillotines. I even understand it's up by 30,000 now. There's no way I could know that unless somebody who's high enough with security clearance told me that. But by the way, I was told that almost 15 years ago now. By the whole story of I told it at Branson about the four-star general that took me under his wing in special operations. The point is that, Doug, we are watching, and you and I talked yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, If you heard Patrick Leahy, who, by the way, I thought that guy was dead and gone. Well, they must have pulled something and pulled him up out of wherever he was, because he's talking about they will not defortify Washington, D.C. until the First Amendment is done and the Second Amendment, until they're destroyed. Why does the government that's represented by Democrats and Republican traitors right now, with exceptions, few in the Senate, few in Congress, why would they have to fortify themselves at the same time calling for the death of 125 million people? Doug, you're a private investigator. You start to put different facts over here, pull it in front of you, pull it down, and those facts can only come to one conclusion. They will do anything to destroy your ability, my ability, our ability to defend ourselves. And again, everybody is saying, when is it time to go? My answer to that, time to go. That means they're coming to kill you, and you go wherever the Lord shows you to go. But you've got to understand that when they say they're calling in all guns, they're going to do executive order stuff, that's your go signal. And a lot of people ask, you know, listen, self-defense is biblical. A lot of people say, I'm just going to be martyred. That's your choice. If people just, you know, going to be martyred, they're going to be martyred. But it's time for all gun owners. It's time for all Second Amendment people. It's time for all who love free speech to stand up, to speak out. And I want to say something. When you saw President Trump's, all of the people that were for him, look at what's happened after the Democrats stole the election. I would say this, resistance to the total takeover, takedown, and the end of America, nothing outside of the organizations that may be speaking out. But again, Doug, at the end of the day, there's nothing to stop them. There's no rule of law. There's no federal law enforcement. There's no anybody who will bring charges. And I've talked to attorneys. You know, you and I have talked to a lot of attorneys over the last years. And I talked to one of the most famous constitutional scholar attorneys that basically has practiced before the Supreme Court. By the way, it's not Sidney Powell. It's a male. And basically he said, Steve, we're watching the destruction of the rule of law. In essence, he was telling me, because I said to him, I said, I won't even use his first name. I said, can't you go into the Hague? Can't you go, in essence, into the Geneva War Crimes Protocol? There are protocols for filing claims. And he said, Steve, there's nobody to enforce it. They're all in on it. So, Doug, this is what people have got to understand. A supernatural force, call him Lucifer, his real name, Satan means adversary, has got the world leaders to bow down to him and to follow through with his depopulation agenda. You can have all the money in the world. And so I just wanted, that's my introduction. Go ahead.
Well, sir. You know, I think you can take that literally. I mean, when the world leaders bowing down to Lucifer, I think that's a literal statement as well as, you know, figuratively, but literally they are. And I especially like on stevequayle.com, folks, if you go to stevequayle.com, on the link headline section, the article by Dave Hodges, America is on the Edge of Collapse, The Time to Prepare is Ending, Robert Griswold and Dave Hodges. If you read that article and listen to the concurrent interview, you're going to really get a lot out of it. So thank you for that. Dave Hodges, thank you. Robert Griswold, thank you. And Steve Quayle, thank you for that. Because the time for prepping is pretty much gone. And America, as you say, is pretty much gone. There it is right there. Dave Hodges from today, Thursday, February 25th, 2021. Steve, thanks. Go ahead, sir.
Well, one of the people to criticize that statement that I made and that others have made will say it's never too late to prep. It is when there's nothing to buy. It is when there's no food that you can get. It is when you can't get this, that, or the other thing. And America, what once the greatest nation in the world, and I say this, woe, and I'm just quoting scripture, woe unto the nation that forgets God. There's no fear of God in the land, because if there were, we wouldn't put up with the evil. We still look to a man to deliver us. People still say, well, if we can just get enough people in Congress. ladies and gentlemen, Einstein's famous statement is when he defined, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. The question is, what percentage of the military still stands for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights? I didn't hear much. Now, Doug, correct me. I didn't hear much of people protesting that. Here you have a man saying the Bill of Rights are outdated. Well, they certainly know the Constitution's outdated, quoting Henry Kissinger. The illegal we do right away. The unconstitutional takes time. They've whittled away at the next generation. They've killed them or they've indoctrinated them. Just like you made the statement, what happens when you take school kids to Washington, D.C. and they see Fortress America? Most people, except for those who are talking about the future, never saw, the degree of paranoia that's in the Capitol building. And here's the thing I want to share, ladies and gentlemen. Every single accusation against Trump supporters for hate, for basically even the whole situation, the fiasco in Washington, D.C., which was a setup. It was a setup. Notice this. It's only, even to the point now, Doug, congressmen and senators who were involved in anything talking about it are now being investigated by the FBI. Let me tell you guys what the bottom line is on that. They are trying to bring charges against any freedom-loving congressman, senator, male or female, to get them out of the Senate. That's how they want total control. Doesn't that make sense, Doug?
100%, Steve. 100%. And it's now that, okay, in tandem with that, John Solomon came out, I think it was yesterday or today, and said, you know, the Peter Navarro, who's very outspoken, pro-constitutional, pro-exposing all of the fraud that's going on in Washington. John Solomon just came out and said, you know, the FBI back in 2016 was investigating Peter Navarro for his connections to Russia, but it was all set up through the deep state, Hillary Clinton, that team. So the reason I brought that into play is in addition to today where they're going after the representatives and people inside government that had anything to do with the January 6th or even the rally, they're going after them. But it's been building to this point over the last 5-6 years in ways that we can't even imagine. But but all that's being suppressed by the media. But yes, sir, go ahead. I don't want to take any time away from you. And Steve, I want to apologize. I didn't mean to take so much time. I just wanted to set the stage a little bit for today and kind of add a little bit of levity at the beginning because this is such a deep
subject.
I'm glad
you did, Doug. I mean, seriously, I'm so glad you did. Plus, I want to remind you, this is your show. Blessings to you for giving me a platform. And I would like to think that, and somebody says, you talk too fast. I said, I'm burst transmitting enough information. I hope people see the lateness of the hour. And I want to talk about something, too. If people don't understand how the entire cryptocurrency, digital currency, the whole, if you will, Coinbase, which handles transactions of, you know, a lot of money people are putting into, for instance, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, some of the lesser coins, because they think that that's going to be the new economy. Well, here's the deal. They are going to take it that way, but at some point, if you haven't taken the vaccine, you can't access your account. If you haven't taken the vaccine, you won't have a bank account at some point. Remember this statement, the most famous statement I know about forced vaccination was simply this. We won't force you to take it, but we will coerce you. You won't be able to have a job. You won't be able to basically get any medical treatment. If you're on a federal benefits program, boy, I can't talk today, Medicare, Medicaid, anything. And it even will go down at some point to Social Security, every single thing. And ladies and gentlemen, we sat by and we did, with the exception of talk radio and some brave nurses and some brave doctors, but we didn't rise up, especially in New York. When the governor of New York, in my opinion, wasn't, and thank God even Democrats are calling him, they're going to call him on the carpet and are calling him on the carpet. But what was the real number of elderly that were murdered across the country? And all that I can see, with the exception of one Republican, a name only traitor, but all of the Democrats were favorable to that. Now you see even some states floating euthanasia, mercy killing. I got to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. They are following Hitler's protocol to a T, even to the point of the infirmed, even to the point of people that have disabilities. They want to call the herd, supposedly, but guess what, Doug? It's no longer culling the herd, C-U-L-L, culling the herd. It's killing the herd. Yesterday, one of the biggest events in contemporary, just in the last years, took place. The Fed wire went down. The Fed wire basically is responsible for, you're going to love this number, $3.3 trillion in business between banks wiring money, customers, businesses wiring money, both in and out of the country. If you will, that's a clearinghouse for all international and national transactions. Now, I reached out to somebody that was involved in, let's say almost 30 years ago, in setting up the protocols for security in both the Fed and also the SWIFT system. SWIFT is when you go overseas or overseas is coming in. You have to use a special, basically system that was set up years and years ago. But here's what's interesting. The chairman of the Fed said, money printing doesn't lead to inflation. Man, would somebody buy that guy a bag of potato chips or a package of organic cookies or anything? Everybody, Doug, goes to the store. And you remember the days the potato chips used to fill the top of the bag and now they fill them with air? And if you've got a bag this big, generally, you get this many potato chips. I saw some organic cookies. I won't tell you the brand. And I looked at the weight, and I said, those are half the weight of the last time I looked. And I don't look at cookies every week. I don't even go to the grocery store probably once a month. My wife does it because I refuse to, you know, kowtow. And sometimes I think, you know, I go, look at all the empty people. Where do they all come from? I know that's that takeoff on Eleanor Rigby. You know, but the point is, we become a nation now that has become isolated. We have become denigrated. The Deagle Report talking about, and I'm going to keep hitting the Deagle Report, 250 million people dead in 5 years. Do the math. That's about 50 people a year, 50 million people a year starting in 2021. They're sure getting off to a good start. But I'm going to tell you what's going to cause a lot of major deaths, and I'll tell you what's going on the West and East Coast and even the Midwest with the Cascadia subduction zone, with the New Madrid, and also with why are there so many secret flights out over the ocean off the East Coast. I'll get to that. But here's what my source said, incredibly well-placed. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the money printing doesn't lead to inflation. Anyone who believes those words is doomed. I like the word doomed. Fed wire went down intentionally to limit the number of metals trades as well as to prevent some market actions because trades cannot happen unless the Fed wire is up or the trades are occurring within the same brokerage firm between their clients. Notice the time it went down, ladies and gentlemen. It went down before closing time on the exchanges when everybody's got to clear their books and basically the end of the market day before hours was down for 3 hours. Now, listen to this. There is an intentional push to keep the precious metals and rare earth metal prices low, even though the truth is there's no supply available for sale. What that is stating is what you're watching if you go out on the internet and look at all the different silver prices. Doug, you and I talked about this years ago. I said the day would come when you would not be able to buy silver or gold due to lack of availability. And I also said it doesn't matter if the spot price goes to zero. Anybody who's got silver or gold will decide what they paid for it, and the fair market value will go, and from this point, it'll go from about $38 to $40 an ounce up to, excuse me, who knows where. The metals are manipulated in order to control the people. There's only one attitude that Wall Street runs on. Give us all your money. I've said it before, the Dow. How can anyone believe with 19, 20 million people unemployed, with 90% of individual small businesses struggling to stay alive, 90% of the restaurants in New York City shut down and across the country, ladies and gentlemen, that every single governor who has pulled that horse manure, being kinder and gentler, is caught eating out, no masks on, and what's good for you isn't good for me. Gavin Newsom's being recalled. Thank God there's at least 1.5 million people in California get it. But what happened to all the businessmen that fled, you know, the city in New York? All their real estate prices are going down. Why? With the power of their money and the positioning of their prestige, these are the who's who. Why did they all flee to the Hamptons and all the states surrounding New York City? They abandoned it because they knew something. They knew that no matter what they had there, there was something better someplace else. The same reason I'm on record for, you know, now I think 35 years, because I used to write a newsletter for 10 years. Prior to even, you know, going on talk radio. And the day will come. I used to always say the day will come, the day will come, the day will come. And now I won't say those anymore. And I'm not saying we're fixing. I'm saying the American Republic is dead. You want to comment on that, Doug?
You know, we had a conversation off air last night. I'm not going to share the content of that. But the Republic as it was intended has long been dead. The Republic, as conservatives would like it to be, is dead. And you know, we are struggling. I think we all, in America at least, are struggling to rebuild the America we once knew. But as just a reference that we spoke about last night, you know, there is a certain lack of the spiritual, godly component that there's this lack of acknowledging God as God being in control that we as Christian conservatives kind of push aside. In other words, the America that we once knew is no longer. And that is because of, I believe, us turning our back on the living God of the Bible, of us turning our back on everything that's good and moral and sound and biblical. That's my take on this. Can we get it back? I don't think, not without God. That's my only comment. And I'm kind of, I'm holding back because I remember our conversation from last night.
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand. And I'll touch on that as gently. You know, I once said, well, I'll handle that gently. And somebody said, yeah, like a sledgehammer. Well, that's only what I know. But I'm trying to, I said, well, listen, what I'll do, I'll put a pretty bow on the handle of the sledgehammer before I let it fall. I've got to cover the precious metals because there's a lot of people that still don't understand. And I want you to understand this. There is an intentional push to keep the precious metals and rare earth, I'm just rereading that, down because there's no available supply. The banks are screwed because they do not have any physical metals to back up the paper metals they have been selling. And this includes all metals and not just the precious metals, copper, titanium, you know, all the metals. In essence, I need one of my infamous really bad illustrations.
It's 188 to 1 contract wise. Okay, so 188 contract ounces for
against
every.
Against 1 ounce.
Against physical. At the moment. Okay.
At the moment.
Yeah.
The real numbers, I'm told, are 420 to 1, okay?
That would be too. Yeah, I mean, I can see the, yeah.
Yep. And so here's the thing. I've been in precious metals for 35 years. I've told the story. Both my grandfather and my father were geophysicists. When I was, you know, what it's called a mining brat, I had my own sluice pan. I had my own sluice box. My dad would bring me, 40 pound bags of crushed gold bearing rock, you know, and I'd run it through, and you know, I got to see it, you know, in real time. But the point I want people to understand is this: when you panic into a market, it's estimated between 0.5% and 1% of people in the United States buy precious metals. That's not very many. And so the expectation is a huge price jump as the market pressures land hard on the banks and more money, U.S. dollars and euros, are printed in a bold attempt to cover up the lies and the sins of the bankers. I don't think people take the words of Jesus. Most, I'll say this, 90% or higher of Christians, of believers, of claimants, whether it's Catholic, evangelicals, whether it's those who claim to know God or at least acknowledge God and his son, Jesus Christ. Obviously, Jews do not acknowledge Jesus unless they're messianic or fulfilled Jews. But I don't believe the majority, 95%, really believe what Jesus said when he said the whole world lies in the evil one. Point one. The love of money is the root of all evil. Point two. I'll add, the control of all money is the control of all evil. And number four, greed can never be satisfied because it is the appetite of demons expressed through humans. We have become, and we all are, I'm materialistic because I live in a material world. But as I get older, the O word I refuse to acknowledge, I understand something. So much of life is a diversion to keep us from the true riches of heaven, to keep us out of the deeper walk with Jesus. And the Bible's clear. To have the fear of God, you've got to hate evil. Doug, the Christians, and I'm blaming myself. I hold myself responsible for a lot of this. We didn't stand up when we could for Jesus. We didn't speak up for when we could for Jesus. We watched Jesus be mocked, ridiculed, scorned, turned into a gay man, a transvestite. All of the stuff they've done to blaspheme the name of the Lord. We've watched foreign gods come into the United States. Everything from Anubis, the Egyptian god. We've watched the towers of Baal, B-A-A-L. Baal worship was child sacrifice. In the nice Baalian arch, that's a new word, that was placed in front of the Capitol building to claim the Capitol for Baal. The candlelight ceremony that's going on has nothing to do with 500,000 people that died. And those are, I don't even buy those numbers, because anybody who died during Donald Trump's, it was blamed for COVID. You know, it was blamed on COVID. Couldn't be a bigger pile of horse manure mixed with pig manure. In other words, it stinks. That was a Luciferian 1,000 points of light. There weren't 1,000 people there. But that was a Luciferian acknowledgement, because Lucifer literally means light bringer. And so, ladies and gentlemen, while the church abandoned Jesus Christ, and the only thing I believe Obama ever said, the abomination that made us desolate, and we're desolate now, well, you're going to find out how desolate in the coming months leading into summer. The abomination of desolation, I know there's another one, a literal one. I know about the temple. I know about Antichrist, you know, sitting in the temple. Save me your epistles. I'm going to say this too, Doug, if you don't mind. I do not look at epistles coming from people that come in packets this thick. I don't. I throw them in the trash. I don't have time to read everybody else's books. Or, hey, would you read my books and give me your opinion? No. Hey, will you look at this YouTube and give me your opinion? No. Because that is passing the responsibility of people to walk with the Lord who claim to be Christians and to hear from the Lord. That's why I won't do it. I already am up 18 hours a day. I just don't have time. Will you take me under your wings and, what is it called? Disciple me? No, that's not what God's called me to do. And here's something too, Doug, you and I both have to deal with. As a matter of fact, everybody does. Someone else's panic and urgency is not my responsibility.
I say it this way, Steve. Failure to plan on your part does not constitute an emergency on mine. Simple as that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's what I was trying to remember. So I want people to understand what's going to happen to metals. I said it. I've reiterated it. If silver went to zero tomorrow, spot price, if gold went to zero tomorrow, the going rate for silver right now, roughly $38 an ounce, gold roughly $2,000 or $2,100 an ounce. But here's the deal. What's something worth when you can't get it? Is that an artificial price construct? Yes. Is there any true market discovery? No. Excuse me, Doug. Everyone, if this represents, 10 ounces of gold, and this 10 ounces of gold is held within this eyeglass case, and yesterday it was 2,000. So yesterday was Wednesday. Today it's 4,000, and tomorrow's Friday, it's 6,000. You, if you want an ounce of gold, want to take as much paper money that's being inflated with the purchasing power going to zero and buy whatever you can get. And that's what's going to happen. And by the way, I know a lot of, not by name, but I know a lot of big deals. When Bitcoin goes up, there's a lot of heavy hitters that sell it and buy gold and move it into Switzerland, the Indonesian or the Grand Cayman or basically offshore banks. It's critical that people understand this. Once the metals go up, the control mechanism breaks. As the control mechanism breaks, you go into a fair market, a free market, not a flea market, a free market of true price discovery. I know Cliff High, Webbot fame, is saying that, silver can go to $600 an ounce, but it's not going to matter because you're going to be bartering for the very basic necessities of life. Well, they'll throw their gold and silver into the streets. That has to be the most overused answer for people that know better, but they want to use that to satisfy their biblical laziness. And by the way, the parable of the 10 talents, that's talking about metals. It's not talking about whether you sing in church, whether you basically do good works. That's a totally different category. But many people will trust a broker and a dealer. And one of my famous friends, unless they've got a track record, I know some friends or personal friends of mine, they got a good track record. But if you're playing in a fixed arena or something, I don't play poker. I laugh or I go, boy, those are a bunch of good cards. I give myself away. But the point is that some people, they take their money that God's given them. They've worked all these years to think they can retire. I don't know anybody that uses that word anymore unless they're really wealthy, because every dollar you have, Doug Hagman, every dollar I have, and all of our listeners, okay, it's not just about us, all of our listeners, the dollar, what was 1932, it's worth what, 5 cents? It's worth nothing now. The only reason the dollar is worth something is because we can still trade it for goods. The rest of the world is demanding gold. Even Russia and China, Russia won't take Chinese yuan or the renminbi, two names for the same currency. They want gold. China doesn't want to part for their gold. Gee, is that why their jet fighters are flying, literally falling out of the air as they try and interfere with Taiwan's airspace or what Taiwan calls whatever, their line of control or whatever? Their engines literally are blowing up because they do not. They are ingenious. They're a historically creative people, but they don't know how to build good jet engines. You're not hearing any of the stuff that's really going on, ladies and gentlemen, because we're not allowed to know. The MSM, this, and people used to say, Steve, isn't that being a little harsh? mainstream murderers, in my opinion. You may not know this, but Biden gave a pass to all the Antifa BLM people. Basically, he gave them a presidential pardon. Yeah, there are people that are still in jail that went to Washington that did nothing. And so, Doug, here's what I want to get across to people. It's not too late to prepare as long as something's on the shelf. But when there's nothing on the shelf, what makes anybody think those shelves will get restocked? One of my experts overseas, by the way, I know a lot of guys overseas that are, they had to leave because they were threatened to be murdered. Okay. Or as one of my friends, you know, 10 different times, he's been in the hospital 90 days, 90 days, you know, and his attitude's better than mine, which by the way, I'm confessing to the Lord. You know, here's the thing. This is something too. I think everybody's got to understand. When we have put our lives on the line, and that's not a euphemism, that's not a metaphor. When I did Alex Jones's show the other day, I could have basically, I think I heard him correctly. Now, sometimes I don't hear correctly, so I stand to be corrected. But Alex said he knows the FBI is coming for him. And I think he said, Doug, you watched, didn't he mention being murdered? I just remember.
Yes. Not exactly in that. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. I think it would be safe to say being taken off the air and being taken out, or being taken out and taken off the air.
And we are all Alex Jones. And
absolutely.
You know, people have to understand this. In my view anyway, that, hey, we saw when he was deplatformed off of, you know, Twitter and Facebook and such. Okay. Few people said much. Well, that's Alex Jones. Okay. And then he was taken, I mean, completely deplatformed or depersoned. And I can say this, it's kind of like an eraser, where they erase you completely, you erase your existence. And that's what's happening to him. And now it's kind of flipped, as opposed to just simply erasing him. It goes back to the program name, segregate, isolate, and destroy. Okay, so you can segregate someone, and they've done that with him. You can isolate that, they've done that with him. And they're doing that to all of us. But the next step, destruction. Yeah, you know, if you can't be reformed, if you're such a risk to the globalist agenda that you can't be reformed, they're going to destroy you. And by destroy, that means kill. And it pains me. You know, it pains me, Steve, what you and I have gone through, without getting into the details, to really push that point home. And to have people, you know, take us to task for what we're seeing today and saying, oh, you're spreading fear, you're spreading porn, you're fear porn, you're spreading fake news. You know, Steve, as I said last night, I mean, I just, I'm not going to say it. It's something that to witness, but it's something else to experience. And there it is. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I want to share something, and I will share it. And I want everybody to take this literally to the Lord if you're a Christian. If you're an atheist saying, wait a minute, I was in Washington, agnostic, whatever you call yourself. But if you know from the time they initiate the confiscation gun bills or whatever they're going to do, lock, stock, pun intended, barrel, actually, lock and the short barrel rifle stock, if they're going to initiate that, then you've got to understand you have a countdown of 30 days to face your end. Doug, I can't get through, and I've tried. I've tried. I've tried. I've cried. I've wept. It doesn't do anybody any good to wait to come and to die. I mean, it doesn't. What salt are you? What light are you waiting for them to come? Look, if you know they're going to kill you, you got nothing to lose by standing up, speaking up, and basically prepping up. And prepping is including personal firearms, firearms training, but we're running out of time. Oh, by the way, we ran out of ammo, except at double the prices. And there are places you can go to Ammo Land, you can go to Gun Broker, and you can buy a lot of ammo online, but you're gonna, sometimes you're gonna hold your breath and you go, is it that much? Ammo becomes a barter item in itself. The coming to take you away, haha, to the funny farm, uh-uh. They're coming to take you away, oh no, to the slaughter farm. People say, well, I just don't want to let my beautiful mind be troubled with that. I said, well, you can't have a beautiful mind when they cut your head off. It was the first person on talk radio. Again, I guess this is my either mea culpa or my, you know, what is it called? My a soliloquy or not a soliloquy, but my parting shots. My parting chance to get information that wasn't accepted 25 years ago, but I was the first guy to talk about guillotines. And then a girl picked it up, you know, and ran with it, and she made up stories. Mine were from the eyewitnesses. So, ladies and gentlemen, if a four-star general who is, you know, if you've been to Branson, I told the story, if multiple spies have told the story, if people with majestic clearance, and don't tell me it doesn't exist, cosmic clearance, if people who have been on the docks when the guillotines crashed open in the crates, interesting enough, coming in from China, if all those things are in play, then don't tell me I'm trying to scare anyone. When the Democrats pulled out the guillotines, you know what they're saying? Vive la Revolution. They're telling you, they're giving you imagery of the French Revolution. When I say we're undergoing a full-scale communist revolution, that's not meant to be watered down mucous membrane information. I want to ask everybody this. What's your line in the sand? Not what's in your wallet. My answer to that commercial is not much anymore, at least in purchasing power. What's in your wallet? Not much. What's in your pantry? I told everybody, go on pantry patrol. Pantry patrol defined, so no one gets the wrong idea, is you go to your pantry, or call it your shelves of food, or your staples, whatever you want to call it. Make a list. And then make a list of what you would eat in that, because a lot of people end up with a lot of stuff. Oh, if you like pizzas, you got pizza sauce and black olives or whatever you got. And then I want you to go to your freezer. How many people in Texas lost what was in their fridges, lost what was in their freezers, lost heat, lost hope? Where is our hope? Where is our hope? So I'm asking the Lord to speak to you. Well, I don't know if it's okay to defend myself. Can I shoot them in the leg? I said, no, they're going for your head. I mean, to be blunt. I've never threatened anybody on talk radio. I've never told everybody or anybody to go to the Capitol. I said, don't go to the Capitol. All that stuff I've said, don't. Listen, there's a category in certain data banks. Someone who had access to mine said, Steve, from the time you were a wild man, listen to this. From a time I was in eighth grade, and I forget what I did then, you know, but all that stuff's in your file. He said, it's all on so many computer tapes, you know, or computer storage medium, that you can't say what's in your file. It's what's in on your record. Every talk show host, Doug, I think you and I have talked about this, every show we've ever done, it's in the files.
Yep.
It's infinite data. Any Facebook posting, you guys, and by the way, I want you to start thinking, all of you Facebookers, okay, Facebookers, that you have been traced by your face. Every picture you take goes into their GPS coordinate. Please, if you're going in the woods to have a retreat or any place, take your telephone and put it in a Mylar bag or some of these pouches, you know, and don't take them with you.
Don't take them.
Don't take them with you. Don't take them with you.
There is, Steve, they're using the FBI right now, and people need to understand this. It doesn't matter if you went to the Capitol, went inside the Capitol, went outside the Capitol. The FBI right now is using the data from the cell phones to verify your presence at the Capitol grounds within 5 feet of where you stood. What's that? Oh, and banking records too, Eric, the tech said. And don't forget about that too, banking records. Banks are turning over that information voluntarily, which is just absurd. But one thing you said, I've got a graph here. This just came out. I think it was within the last 24 hours. You know, about, now how it's portrayed here is Trump supporters. Supporters of President Trump, racism, top Dem concerns. This appeared on a forum that says the title says everything that you've said. When people say the left wants you dead, they are not exaggerating. They want you dead. They view you as a subhuman enemy. And if you look at the graph, just real quick, and I'm going to shut up now. But Donald Trump supporters, meaning American exceptionalism, top target, white nationalism below that. So if you are a white Christian conservative by this graph, they want you dead. Simple as that. And this confirms everything that you've said. That's all I've got.
Here's the deal. I said it on Alex, and Alex said the same thing yesterday. I'm a human racist. I believe in the human race. Doug, I have warned. I have warned. I have warned. I have warned. Trying to get people to understand that when they're talking about genetic Armageddon, that was a pretty good title 15 years ago because you're experiencing it right now. You're experiencing it. Messenger RNA, nanobots, xenobots, you know, and all of that leads to basically, you know, a whole bunch of who's will that will be. In other words, people that will be no more. They'll be known. They'll turn from you know, being on planet Earth to being gone from planet Earth. And that's why I'm telling everybody, the scripture tells us to be sober, to be vigilant. For our enemy goes about like a roaring lion, Satan, seeking whom he can be devoured, or seeking whom he can devour. We're watching our elderly be devoured before our eyes, and we don't give a darn. We're watching our children be slaughtered before our eyes. There is no heritage. Because the church didn't care. And don't give me that crap. By the way, kudos to the Catholics that stood up for the unborn. Kudos. The evangelicals never got it. Life is precious, ladies and gentlemen. It's a gift from Almighty God. In the Old Testament, the Lord says, who will stand for me? Who will speak up for me against the workers of iniquity? Who? And ladies and gentlemen, that's what's at stake. The entire human race faces annihilation. The technocrats, the technologically decadent, the billionaires believe they are excellent. That's because they followed this, that's because they swallowed the same lie that Satan used as Lucifer in heaven to get a third of the angels to rebel. Zoltan Eastman said at the end of the day, he's a very famous transhumanist. He said at the end of the day, all transhumanists don't want to die. They don't. Bill Joy, one of the most, the founder of Sun Microsystems, almost 20 years ago maybe, made this statement. He wrote a treatise on why the future doesn't need us anymore. Self-replicating silicon-based entities. Good idea of a silicon-based enemy. And well, actually, that's a better statement. Enemy are sex robots. Men, women. Oh, and by the way, for the pedophiles, they now have child. Skin, sensory. They can talk. They can carry on conversations. I warned about this, Doug, in Genetic Armageddon. They want perpetual sex, perpetual release. They want basically no commitment. It's Blade Runner on steroids, but here's the deal. Somebody came out, I don't know, a couple months ago, and then it was out on the, I think, Drudge. By the way, I refer to Drudge now. Matt Drudge doesn't own it anymore. I don't think people understand that. I call it the Sludge Report, okay? S-L-U-D-G-E. Sludge is what's usually at the bottom of the barrel. They knew the power of the Drudge Report, obviously, when Matt Drudge owned it. And remember all the Clinton stuff and everything? And the Hillary Clinton hated the Drudge Report. Well, they were smart. They just bought it out. The Democrats bought it out. And then it turned into the execution of Donald Trump. What you just showed on that chart, Doug, is so critical. But people no longer are able to put two and two together. Guess what? You've got the gates of hell saying, math is racist. If people can't put two and two together and arrive at four, or they can't get cause and effect, if they suffer from cognitive dissonance, if they suffer from what I call reality avoidance disorder, and I believe 95% of Christians, well, I know those people don't like me. Can I say something? I want to make it clear. I don't care what all the cadre of false prophets and prophetesses say. I don't care. There was no exposure of the deep state until that statement that God gave me to make. Oh, people who say God talked to them are crazy. If it comes to pass, somebody talked to me. And I sure can tell you this, there's no love with the devil or the kingdom of darkness for me. The point that's really, I keep saying the point. The theme I want to get across, if I can do nothing ever again, I want people to understand. You either take your life into your own hands by this, by obeying God, by remembering Noah. You wouldn't be here without Noah being obedient. You wouldn't be here, a lot of us, maybe all of us, if Joseph wasn't obedient. The people on the Sermon on the Mount, they had stayed to listen to Jesus. But Jesus had a little boy's faith because his mother was the ultimate prepper. She sent her child to the Sermon on the Mount with the loaves of bread and the fish. Jesus took that and miraculously it multiplied, so much so that there was left over. We don't have a table to invite people to come and join and come and see that the Lord is good. We haven't provided the people who are dying, who are perishing, who are absolutely killing themselves, who are cutting themselves, who are poisoning themselves, saying, oh, if it's one toke over the line, sweet Jesus, how about 10? Oh, I can't do that. I need smack, heroin. Oh, I can't do that. I need to go into hallucinogens, ayahuasca. Anything to escape the reality of submitting to the devil as he destroyed objective reality and substituted everybody into a virtual world. You don't have a real relationship on Twitter, Patter, will soon to be splattered, or Faces of Death Book, Tracebook. They completely took the truth. They completely deplatformed the truth tellers. They absolutely do not want anybody to know anything outside the official party line. Oh, gee, the official party line. Welcome to communist China. Welcome to former Soviet Union. By the way, Pravda, they've registered as a foreign agency or something with the government. Pravda tells more news to Americans about what's going on in our country than we get from all of the rags that are called newspapers in the United States. Let's take, Hollywoke. I like somebody who wrote that article. I believe it was, Alt Media, one of our speakers at last year's conference, Brandon Smith, Hollywoke. And oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, and Doug, did you see the email I sent you on now they're taking famous people's stem cells out of muscle tissue and growing a manufacturing sausage. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. What can you possibly say about that? I mean, seriously.
Here's what you say about it, and I thank you for asking that question. Cannibalism, it is absolutely present, prevalent. There are cannibal restaurants in California. There are actual famous rock stars and singers and actors who have gone on record as saying human meat is the sweetest meat. We're being genetically transformed to become cannibals. And I'll tell you why that's important. Because when God judges a nation and turns them over to themselves, again, the first people that suffer are the weak. They end up in the pot. I don't know when I said it the first time, but it was, you know, 20, at least 25, maybe even 30 years ago. But I said, somebody said, well, what's the sign in? And this came out of the blue. I was going, God, I actually pray in those days as well as these days. Lord, show me the end of the age as it relates to what will be going on when we enter tribulation. I used the singular. I now use tribulations. How's this for someplace random? When the major volcanoes of the world go off and cannibalism fills the headlines of the day, know that tribulation is starting. There are friends of mine who say, I'm way off. They didn't make that statement. They never made that statement. So I'm way off. When I heard that human meat, hey, Eric, can you put the, it's on my website. You know, can you just put the headline up so people think we're not making this up? It is so disgusting. A friend of mine, a ranger, you know, military ranger. And once you're a ranger, you're a ranger. Like once you're a Marine, you're a Marine. Once you're a SEAL, you're a SEAL. The point is, he said, this guy's got cojones and also, you know, one of the smartest people I know, not flattery. He just is. And he said, I usually have something to say. At this point, I have no words. The reason I put that up, and I'll keep reminding people and reminding people, it's going to get worse. Three volcanoes went off in Nicaragua. What's going on the West Coast? I'll get into that right away. What's going on in Indonesia, Mount Tambora? What's going on in the Philippines, Pinatubo, and others? What's going on in the different areas? Okay, let's go back to this, Doug. And yep. Leave it up for a minute. Thank you so much, Eric. Eat celebrity meat. Bite Lab grows meat from celebrity tissue samples and uses it to make artisanal, I don't know how to pronounce the word, salami. If you scroll down, Eric, scroll down to the 3 points they want to make. Thank you, right there. Now, Doug, this is real, okay? Now, listen to this.
Sadly,
it starts with the celebrities, you know, your favorite celebrity. And a quick biopsy on that favorite celebrity, I would assume they have to be agreeing to it. Then they isolate the muscle stem cells. The stem cells are what everything is built on in the body. We grow celebrity meat in our proprietary bioreactors. And then in the tradition of Italian cured meats, we dry, age, and spice our product into fine charcuterie.
It takes a whole new meaning to the phrase, bite me. You know,
yep. It also takes you know, a whole new phrase to take a friend to lunch. I said it'll no longer be in the future taking a friend to lunch or dinner. And as we're seeing, a gentleman just cut out his wife's heart and cooked it with potatoes. Okay, it's so sick. Where is the outrage? Where is anything? Just another day in, you know, pervert demon land.
Steve, pardon me for interrupting, but this is the very thing that I know Russ Dizdar is fighting against and we're fighting. I mean, some of the stories, if we would tell you some of the stories, you would not believe it. We could not write about some of the things because you wouldn't even think of it. It wouldn't even cross your mind. And I'm not going to go any further, but that gives you just a, kind of an entree, pardon the pun there, into what the real deal is. Remember Abrina, Abramovic,
Abramovich.
That person, what you said. Look, this stuff's real. Body fluids, you know, and this Luciferian, spirit cooking and the worship of, the worst of the worst. And there it is right there. And I just, you know, I can't believe that they're actually advertising that. When I saw that, Steve, I just, you know, what do you say to that? It's just, and who thinks that's okay?
And that's the point, Doug. That's the point. Who thinks it's okay? Who will rise up for me, saith the Lord? I'm quoting the scripture, God speaking, against the workers of iniquity. Another place in the Old Testament, God said, I looked for a man to stand in the gap, and I found none. Did anybody think that during the sexual revolution and birth control pills, that everybody thought, oh, fabulous, you know? I mean, if you look at the entire history of pop history, pop cinema, and that just stands for popular, the birth control pill was basically Hugh Hefner's dream. I would suggest probably in hell, that's not so good right now. But no one started talking about the excreted pharmaceuticals of all the estrogen in the water and what it would do, because you can't screen for it, and fluoride and chlorine and all the other stuff doesn't take excreted pharmaceuticals out of the water. No one ever asked what that would do to the American male. Nobody did. I think I started again on talk radio, I don't know, early 90s. I started talking about it. People said, what are you talking about? I said, excreted pharmaceuticals. And I said, oh, by the way, what about everybody that's on SSRIs and anti-anxiety medicine? And there's a whole cornucopia. Imagine this. Everything that has different and adverse effects that are on TV commercials, stroke, liver damage, death, whatever, go into the water. Public water? You can't drink it in most areas. Texas had every Texan, and God bless Texas. I love Texans. I think it's my biggest state for people who listen to this broadcast or podcast. You know, I love it. But who was speaking? Alex was telling people, get big Berkey water filters, get them now. Mike Adams, hammering. God bless him. Warning people. And now they have to boil the water. Hey, how do you boil the water with no propane? No electricity for an electric stove. No gas for a gas stove, natural gas. It's inane, Doug, inane. I-N-A-N-E. It's also insane. I-N-S-A-N-E. You cannot figure out with a logical God-given mind the depths of Satan or the insanity that rules the day. And unfortunately, a brigadier general told me, separate from a four-star, obviously, that sooner or later, Steve, they're going to get it. For most, it'll be too late. Talking about eternal ramifications of denying Jesus, talking about the eternal ramifications of denying the lateness of the hour, denying what was so obvious but yet seemed so obscure. Doug, every Christian, I'm going to say it one more time, and I'm going to take everybody into the geologic events taking place. You need to pray and understand what's at stake. The minute, it's my opinion, just my opinion, the minute that the Democrats push through their gun bill, that's when the Civil War starts. I want everybody to understand this. They want a civil war. And, oh, by the way, I used to know the United Nations as blue helmets. They've changed. It's now the white helmets. People, Q Anonymous was total mind control, total intelligence agencies. It was an absolute, I'll just make it, they castrated they castrated any type of organized effort to stand up and speak out against evil. Well, you know, QAnon says they have it under control.
Trust the plan. Well, your plan really sucks.
Yeah, trust the plan. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what the plan was. I even told you, and I, you know, for the record, Doug, outside of, I think, one article, and I've got a good memory, one article, thank you, Jesus, one article mentioned QAnon. I never posted one of their things. I got, and you got, and we got a lot of crap by QAnonymous people. It's interesting. The people that give us so much grief, and they claim to be God's defender of the truth, or anonymous lover of God. There, I actually have one of that. Not mother, lover. God's handmaiden. And there's some really gross ones too, some really sick people. But the point being, they're nameless. They're nameless entities. Well, I don't want to give you my name, Mr. Quayle, because they are already harassing me. Well, if they're already harassing you, don't you think they know who you are?
Makes too much sense.
La, 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 la.
folks, you should hear our off-air conversations. I mean, you're making too much sense now, Steve. Come on now. Come on.
Go back to where you came from. I want to talk about Cascadia. I want to talk about Pacific Northwest Seismic Network.
Go ahead. Yeah, if I can just interrupt you, before you move on to the geological concerns, which are many and are important, I just have, if I can just say this, you know, about where we are today with respect to, well, you know where Donald Trump gave us that reprieve, and Christians in mass, really, we really in mass failed to really gather together and to put down the Antichrist spirit. Okay, a lot of people did what they could, and God bless you. Just real quick, Steve, because this reminded me of that that celebrity sausage fest. Reminded me of this, just like 30 seconds of this. This early this morning, Richard Levine, Rachel Levine, applying or not, being appointed by the Biden administration, presumed Biden administration, being interviewed by the Senate for the Assistance Health Secretary of Health. Okay. This is the individual who is talking about face masks and talking about all this stuff. This little snippet right here is talking about turning boys, girls into the opposite sex. Do you mind if I just play this for a second? Because it has relevance to what you said. Okay. This is Rand Paul after a minute and a half question leading up to the question, how do you feel about, you know, changing the, little boys and little girls as minors, you know, as young as 5 or 6 years old. Here's the response.
Genital mutilation has been nearly universally condemned. 136. Genital mutilation has been condemned by making such a life-changing decision as changing one's sex.
Well, Senator, thank you for your interest in this question. Transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field with robust research and standards of care that have been developed. And if I am fortunate enough to be confirmed as the Assistant Secretary of Health, I will look forward to working with you and your office and coming to your office and discussing the particulars of the standards of care for transgender medicine.
Okay. The specific question was about minors. Let's be a little more specific since
Cousin It never, we're not going to play the whole thing, but Cousin It never answered that question. And the question is, how do you feel about, you know, changing or allowing minors to make their own decisions, again, as young as 5 and 6 years old? And it went on, back and forth, never answered the question. But publicly elsewhere, Franklin and Cousin It gave a speech where Levine was actually touting hormone and blockers to hormone blockers and cutting off breasts and cutting off, you know, genitalia. All right. It was an incredible speech, and Rand Paul was acting off that. The reason I wanted to show that is because when you've got, again, cannibalism, transsexual and genital mutilation and all of this together, you've got this really deep, well, you said it, you've got sludge, like the sludge report, you've got sludge. And this is what we're mired in, is this spiritual, moral, and intellectual sludge. So I just wanted to throw that in there before we moved on. That's all I've got to say. Thank you for reminding me about that. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think that's critical. It is. It's the, again, ladies and gentlemen, God created Adam, and he didn't make Irving a mate for Adam. He made Eve. He took out of Adam's rib, and he formed Eve. Adam and Eve are our original parents. The Genesis 6 narrative, as they come in, the fallen angels try and pollute the ability of Adam and Eve to produce more image bearers of the living God. The enmity, those are God's words. You cannot come to grips with evil. It is opposed to you. If you do not oppose evil, you get assimilated by it. And Doug, that's what you're talking about, you know?
Amen, brother. Amen.
That's what you're talking about. You yes. know, plus that entity defies my ability. In essence, maybe it would be, no, I can't say that.
you could. I was thinking what you were.
Yeah. And somebody says, well, you just got a dirty mind. No, I've got words to try and communicate to people that no longer pay attention to the human language, especially English. They're talking about destroying little boys and making them little its. They're talking about destroying little girls, gender confusion. If they come up with 100 combinations that, then they ought to basically teach math, because, you know, I don't know how that is mathematically, morally, or even a sane approach to it. But Doug, look what we're putting up with.
Yep.
Look what we're putting up with. Everything. And that whole LGBTQ, I may have gotten it wrong, XYZ, and that just covers everything. How did 3.5% of the LGBT, that population, change the history of the United States?
Yeah.
How? Because God's people, the salt of the earth, the light of the world, simply did not care. Now, I understand deception. I understand seduction. I understand when God gives people over, they have no love for the truth. Obviously, you're watching, if you will. You ever, you know, look at the Wizard of Oz. You know, remember the story about the house falls on the witch of the west or east or whatever? Well, unfortunately, it was resurrected. Now it's in Washington, D.C. I'll let you figure out who that is. Someone says, you ever watch the Wizard of Oz? I said, yeah, and I know where the lady under the house showed up. How's that for being subtle? We're talking about now the end of the age. Well, I've always heard that. I want to say this. A couple of people have been confused because you watch, you know, different programs with different Christian speakers. And when you hear somebody talking about 200 to 300 years before Jesus Christ returns, I would ask you this. If already the extinction protocols are in place for the human race, that is the most freaking ignorant, absolute absolution of the Word of God I've ever heard. Well, people can argue, is it 2025, 2030? Yeah, that's different than 200, 300 years. When I see that, I'm sorry, I don't care who this offends. I'm an equal opportunity offender. I hear the spirit of Antichrist.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, I do. Yep. Any spirit that denies Jesus Christ as Lord come in the flesh, what are they denying? That Jesus Christ is returning in the flesh. Logic is gone. Understanding is gone. But even giving a darn is gone. People are more offended at certain words that have different meanings than they think they do than in our little brothers and sisters. People say, why do you always focus on that? Because your silence or the silence of the church is the blood of the innocents. And God said, if you will not accept my mercy, it'll be an eye for an eye. Well, if 125 million kids have been butchered, destroyed, sacrificed, how many people are going to die in America? And that's why I want to bring you to, I think, the first big mass casualty event that's coming in America. So I want to take everybody to Cascadia, not because I made a movie, but I'm noticing something in pattern recognition. And there are, fortunately, people I can reach out to around the world. God did it. I didn't. You be faithful, Steve, to warn my people of what's coming. I'll bring the people to know, to tell you. I said, Lord, I live in Bozeman, Montana. You know? He said, I'll bring people to you. For the record, Doug, when I'm walking in obedience, I've never had to seek out anyone.
That's a great statement. But it is. And that's an instructive, to me, that's an instructive statement. I just want to say that. And folks, by the way, please go to stevequayle.com. I'm going to give you a sales pitch here, because if you want to see something that is really astounding, it's Cascadia, the big one, or Cascadia is the big one. And that's one of the finest DVDs I've ever seen in my life, and one of the most hair-raising ones as well. But thank you, Steve, for the investigative work product that you put out in the form of that DVD. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, I want to share with people what's going on with the USGS. To my knowledge, I instructed people that something unusual is happening in the last 2 years. Triple earthquakes and quadruple earthquakes happening at the same point within a minute or two at the most. I call them stacking quakes. Now I call them jackhammer quakes. Because when you see somebody on a jackhammer trying to basically split a piece of concrete, not only do they come at it in a sheer perpendicular to the concrete, in other words, straight up and down, but they take it an angle, the jackhammer, because they're trying to cause fractures at all angles that are, vectoring, that just means going off a different angle, against the concrete. That's what's happening in the oceans. When I posted one of my final alerts, the USGS will only post one of them, but we've had 4 7.9s in off the coast of Japan, and they even let a little something like this slip. Oh, there's a 23-foot tidal wave, but, and some of the Fukushima was breached. Look up all the power plants, nuclear power plants on the coast of Japan. Look at them. Look at them. But I noticed something, Doug, that was interesting. All I'm saying is take it to the Lord in prayer. The USGS has shut off. This is coming from three different scientists, has indeed shut off all the data from Alaska to South America and the entire West Coast. The whole West Coast data pool has been shut down. The order came from the head, I'm still trying to find out, the head who I'm trying to, and he's trying, my source is trying to find out who gave the shutdown order. In essence, the biggest natural disaster in the United States history is getting ready to happen. Now, I said that, 6 months ago or whatever. But as Paul Bagley made the statement when he put me on a show a year ago, and I don't remember when we first started talking, Doug, he said, the Lord woke me up and said, Paul, I want you to focus on Cascadia. That's on his channel, and that was an interesting show. But I want to make this clear, you guys. The USGS has shut off all data from Alaska to South America and the entire West Coast. The whole West Coast data pool has been shut down, trying to find out who gave the order. But it was given to the USGS under the threat of their jobs, their pensions, and their life. Dave Hodges knew a, I won't even say which he knows of a high ranking geologist, seismologist in a major university. And they had a meeting and the person said, I'll deny we had this meeting, but we all had to sign NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, on threat of our business, of our retirement, of our, salary positions, of our retirement, and for our lives. That's how serious these guys are taking to block the truth. Next, there are grave levels of subsurface activities occurring along the entire west coast of North and South America. I said, give me some other geologists' exact statements. Geologist one, people should expect an event not less than a 9.5 magnitude on the upper coastline of the Cascadia area due to the deep rupture in the Cascadia subduction zone. Two terms, real simple. Subduction is when one plate goes under the other, Pacific plate. Overthrust is when one goes over the other. But there's another one. It's a twisting or a torsion going on the plates. As the torsion goes on the plates, in other words, take a towel, wring it out, just the minutest amount of torquing sets into effect a whole lot of seismic problems. Next scientist. Three different scientists in this. From the data and models running, expected at any moment, when the explosive force of more than 1,000 Hiroshima-sized bombs exploding at the same time. Many of you who are watching the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network notice if you took your finger and poked, like, you know, just right down, like you're going to tear off a dotted line. That's what's been happening on the West Coast. So it went from, I think the last time I posted 2 days ago, there were 156 seismic to absolutely nothing being posted. That should make everybody wake up. Geologist number two, beyond the first one. The first one is separate from the second one. And so there's three of them. Geologists too expect that the event will cause an ultra-destructive tsunami which will reach Japan and cause more Fukushima-type events to occur due to the massive wall of water moving across the Pacific Ocean. Also expect a significant wobble in the rotation of the Earth due to such a large mass of water moving at a high speed across the ocean. I said, so what's the consensus? At the end of data, at the end of scientific, at the end of people that had to flee for their life, give me the bottom line. Everyone agrees that both the USGS as well as FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Groups, are in panic about what's about to occur in the Cascadia area. After that, I got another heads up. That everybody who's of any, if you will, position and authority is putting in for, if you will, leaves, and they all leaves, meaning they want to get away from their current position. They want to head to the east side, to the east side of the Cascadias. Go look at Henry Gruber's vision on my website concerning when he saw Russia attack the United States. Basically, I'll make it simple. They land, they pretty much destroy the U.S., and you're having all this stuff happening. You're having it all happen, ladies and gentlemen. Well, all the volcanoes in the United States along the subduction or the Cascadia subduction zone from Canada, southern Canada, Victoria, B.C., all the way down to Mount Shasta, over to Mammoth Lakes, and then, ladies and gentlemen, a fracturing up literally the border between Nevada and California, up into the geysers. Does not sound like good place to be. When? Doug, we have an unusual mentality in America. Only when do most do. Does that make sense?
Perfect. Perfect sense. Absolutely.
So in the mouth of two or three witnesses, well, it's just coming out of your mouth. I don't believe it. Fine. It's not about me. It's about you. My calling is to deliver the information. What you do with it, your calling.
But there's science behind it, Steve. It's not really, I mean, there's scientific evidence behind this.
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you this. I pointed out, I got a lot of interesting people didn't like me saying what I'm going to say to everybody. You could have tracked in real time all the NASA flights, all of the CIA and U-2 flights up and down the coast. There were over 10,000 sorties. Sometimes just take a whole year, multiply it by three, you get 1,000. But there were multiple agencies flying multiple sensors. Some of these sensors have $500 million instruments on it. $500 million. There are sensors on satellites with cameras that cost $1 billion. $1 billion. They were all so concerned. Not only did they fly up and down, and they flew into Idaho, but they only made two flights over Yellowstone. Yellowstone's going to blow. Yellowstone's going to blow. You hypocrite. You live in the range of Yellowstone. I said, well, listen, you call me what you want. And I have literally told certain people on the internet, never email me again. All the experts that used to talk to me, quote unquote, had never been to Yellowstone one time, okay? Not one time. The Yellowstone experts read something or go to a movie, whatever it was, the one that was famous about Yellowstone, the name escapes me. You know, being the super volcano that went off and destroyed the world. No, but I'll tell you what I asked my sources. I said, tell me what's going on in Tambora and Krakatoa, two of the biggest volcanic explosions ever recorded in contemporary history. I'll read you this on Mount Tambora. The 1815 Tambora eruption is the largest and most devastating observed eruption in recorded history. A comparison with other major eruptions listed below. The explosion was heard 1,600 miles away, and ash deposits were registered at a distance of 810 miles. And then they go on to basically say the devastation caused. By the way, that was the year there was so much volcanic ash and soot and hydrogen sulfide taken up in the atmosphere stratosphere that they referred to that year as the year without summer. Oh, it was the year of great famine. So let me give you one more thing to ponder. Somebody says, well, you shut up. No, I won't shut up. You need to hear this. Already the food sources, especially in Texas, the cattle, the livestock industry. Oh, by the way, 40% of the petroleum that's refined that gets distributed through the United States. Guess what? The refineries are shut down. The amount of livestock loss is horrific. That was a weather warfare. That was weather warfare. And we don't need to go into that again. Bill? What do you assume that you knew before, ladies and gentlemen? I'm talking to Texans now. What do you assume that Texas was like before this orchestrated weather warfare attack on Texas? Texas's economy, its livestock industry, its oil industry, and the people of Texas themselves. Because two things, Texas can legally secede, and I believe it's up to 34 federal lawsuits, Doug, maybe you know this better than I, but that have been filed against the false voting results around the country's voting machines. Gee, why would anybody want to destroy Texas at this point? It's beyond my. So here, let me tell you something also interesting. I won't even tell you who, because most people, they don't care. But two of the most evil and wicked entities on the planet, two of them. One's a literal fallen angel manifesting as a human being. And also one of them is a religious figure. Totally demon-possessed, okay? Why did 6 months ago they go around the world and initiate occult ceremonies and release the ceremony of release under those things that were held in the volcanoes. I was wondering, why are everybody throwing Vestal Virgins in the volcanoes? Then it dawned on me, blood sacrifice. Why are flying saucers flying into Popo, the biggest volcano in Mexico, right on the outskirts of Mexico City, and they emerge? What, how can that happen? Because the only way to contain that amount of heat and temperature, a plasma, which is even hotter than magma, is by a magnetic field. Well, gee, how do these reverse engineered spacecraft fly? By generating magnetic fields. Oh, I get it. How can they fly in or towards the sun? Oh, I get it. The sun is obviously hotter than the magma of any volcanic. See, so that's conspiracy. Every single thing we warned about over 25 years, that was called conspiracy. We were called fear mongers. We were called porn purveyors. I even know Christians that called me once. I said, you want to stay my friend? Go look up where the word conspiracy theorist showed up. You know who it was. It was the CIA making it.
That's right.
To denigrate any form. And Bill Casey's famous statement, former director of CIA, we'll know our effects of mind control have been effective and complete when everything the American people believe is a lie. I submit, Doug, to all of our listeners, your listeners, viewers will see this. We're there, brother. We're Blair. We are there.
There's a blockbuster book coming out by, it's going to be released in May by Alex Marlowe, I believe, about the media and who actually controls the media. I really can't say much. It's Breitbart. It was on Breitbart, but everything that you're talking about right now with respect to, you know, the conspiracy theorist label, and the media and the information that we're being fed is in that book. And I just find it very interesting how the stair-step disclosure is happening right now. The where we're at today is really, folks, where Steve said we'd be 20 years ago, give or take, you know, a year or two. But nonetheless, here we are. So and you know, this Cascadia, again, the streaming on video, you can get it. Go to stevequayle.com, click on the books and products, and you'll see it. You can get it. There it is right there. It's worth your time to watch, either stream it or get the DVD. It's I really can't explain it, but it's very well done. The reason I can't explain it is because there's so much involved. There's so much in this. And what Steve had said too earlier about the area. And then think about, as you watch this, think about the events that are taking place today. Think about the so-called elite, you know, going to their bunkers. Well, it's because of the civil unrest. Oh, okay, maybe. Or maybe it's something different. Or maybe, you know, but again, Cascadia is the big one. And that's stevequayle.com. And I would highly recommend everyone watching this show. Definitely, if you haven't seen it already, watch that. And yeah, that's absolutely, I'm 100% behind you in all of this, Steve. It's amazing. It's amazing to me that we are here now. We find ourselves now. You know, you'd said so much during this broadcast. I find it also equally amazing that, if I'm not mistaken, the wizard, you had made reference to the Wicked Witch of the West and the house falling on Judy Garland's ruby red slippers, I think were originally supposed to be made of silver. Just saying, okay, how all of this ties together. It's, you know, it's just, it's, maybe that didn't make sense to people, but if you've been paying attention, I think it does. Tie in with all of this. So, yeah, Steve, you've really done a fantastic job. And again, folks, if you haven't seen Steve on Alex Jones yesterday, go to HagmanReport.com, click right through to the program and band.video, Steve's segment on Alex Jones. And while we're talking, I just want to mention this. Folks, if you haven't done so already, take advantage of the Steve Quayle Doug Hagman, actually Steve Quayle's special at the satellite phone store. This is going to be the way of communication in the near future. You can get a SQ Inmarsat iSat phone 2 satellite phone. And look at the price right there. All right. You can't beat this. And I want to thank Steve for setting this up. Go to HagmanReport.com or SteveQuayle.com and click on the link for the satellite phone store, satellitephonestore.com. There it is right there, because this is going to come into your life through a program that's being created right now titled Galileo, spelled differently. It's on SteveQuayle.com. But folks, please pay attention to this, because communication will be important in the days ahead. And Steve, thanks for allowing me that little plug in there for satellite phone store.
Well, and Doug, here's the thing. The satellite phones are not dependent on the internet going out. We saw that happen in Texas. Not dependent on power going out. And you can power the satellite phones from any like 12-volt storage. You know, I mean, there are all kinds of ways you can keep that charged. Now, obviously, you got to go outside for it. But again, the thing that's important, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the only way we can communicate. So I would go to the satellite phone store, and you know, this is something I think people need to understand. You know, I used to pay, when I got my first satellite phone, I used to pay $3 a minute. Now that was 10, 15 years ago. What's going on with the satellite phone store right now is you get the phone for free. It's like a $900 phone, brand new. You get a number. The number, fortunately, is on the back. Go on my website, and Doug, I don't know if you have that video on your website, but Eric may want to put it on your website, and you can order the SQ Special. And the SQ Special is the free phone, 150 minutes for $90. Just divide the time. Give that number. Now, people with satellite phones need to understand, you can call earth stations, meaning cell phones, you can call landlines, you can call just about anybody you want. But when it gets, you know what, has hit the you know what, the only way you can talk to anybody is cell phone to cell phone. Sorry, I take that back. Sat phone to sat phone. And the sat phone to sat phone, then there are a bunch of hams, shortwave radio people, that contact me and say, we want to be a base station for this. Because the hams, and by the way, nothing makes the devil more furious than people who can communicate with each other. Doug, when he puts us into isolation, when things happen, our witness is cut off at that point. It's cut off. And so many Christians kowtow. Thank God for every pastor that said, we're not shutting the churches down. Oh, and by the way, when Gavin Newsom shut the churches down, guess what? He was out partying hardy. He was. When Cuomo did the same, or Cuomo did the same thing, he was partying. 90% of the restaurants in New York City can't open. They can't even pay their rent. Gee, if anybody understands commercial property, and understands everything from insurance company investments to investment bankers, real estate investment trusts, all of the vehicles, they are based on primarily one thing. What? How do I amortize the cost of a $1 billion building, and how can I get $100 million a year or less out of that billion in rent? Because they want to ultimately pay the commercial property off. The commercial property, and this, there'll be exclusions to this based on location. Commercial property, especially in the democratically controlled states, has plummeted. The real estate where people want to go is accelerating. So again, Doug, here's the thing. At the end of the day, the best survival advice is you want to be where everyone else isn't. You want to be where an emergency on your part isn't the responsibility of somebody you can call, because you took the responsibility to try and, by God's wisdom, to get prepared. Get prepared. First and foremost, 25 years on talk radio for me, your head, your thinking, your thoughts, your perception is the most important survival, what would you say, not only mindset, but it's the most important prep you can make. If I tell you and I prep you for alien disclosure, by the way, you guys, here's what's going on with alien disclosure. And I've been told this from people in the background. They want to cover up all the Aztec alien artifacts. They want to cover up anything, literally meaning take it. They want everything under their control. So when they break the alien are our gods and saviors, there's nothing to challenge them based on archaeological finds. Does that make sense, Doug?
Absolutely, it makes sense. It speaks, by the way, it also speaks to, in a sense, to the PDF that, and I want to thank our supporters for keeping us on the air, but the PDF that you had constructed.
Well, here's the deal. The expedition continues. The guys that are doing it are some of the bravest men that's not, I mean, you know, thank God they're Mexican or they'd end up probably in a really dire situation. Please pray for this. I'm thanking all of you guys who are our prayer partners, the financial partners. But this is critical because for once, Tom Horn, myself and others, we're not the only ones in Christendom that are doing it, but we've been doing it the longest, are telling you God is putting us ahead of the narration. Now, when Jesus said, Satan, get thee behind me, that means follow after. So no matter what we turn up, no matter how many archaeologists people say, oh, they're fake, or this or that. Well, how can they be fake over 600 to 800 square miles? How can they have the aliens so complete? And, oh, do they all listen to Steve Quayle? I'm making fun now. And the planet Rahab and the, or Astra, the planet that even, Bode's Law postulates had to have been between Jupiter and Mars. And, oh, by the way, that's where the asteroid belt is. So how can that be portrayed on some kind of a stone in such detail and then literally having stargates to the Earth from that which was? Doug, that's mind-blowing to me. And I believe the Mexican Aztec interplay, and oh, by the way, it also shows the aliens building the pyramids, and it also shows the aliens teaching the Aztecs human sacrifice. Lovely. So that PDF, you guys, I want you to know, that was put superbly together by Daniel Holdings. And God bless him, but that's probably one of the most important pieces that you can imagine. Meaning pieces of data and information, because it's going to prove critical in helping you not to be deceived. And Doug, again, I want to thank all of your viewers, all of my viewers, our collective viewers, for standing behind the Hagman fundraiser with Tom Horn and I. And thank you. I have yet to hear one criticism after the person got the PDF that it isn't the most mind-blowing stuff they've ever seen. I know a very famous female that's on Coast to Coast, no names, and said, well, she's been told there are 5 alien species. You guys in the PDF should have close to 27.
And to those who have not received them yet, trust me, we're working on it. Some people had, folks, if you sent by mail, and didn't include your email address, we're having some issues there. But everyone who wants it is getting it. And if you haven't gotten it yet, please send an email to studio@hagmanreport.com. We'll make sure you get it. Again, we can't print it out. It's just too voluminous and it's too image heavy. And, we're gonna have to get it to you digitally. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Steve, thank you. And Daniel Holdings, my goodness, you're a talent. Thank you. But Steve, we're at the end of the show. I want to just say thank you for all you've done and all you continue to do. And, we appreciate your warnings, your early, Steve Quayle is like the early warning system of media. He really is. I love the guy. Steve, thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Doug. Blessings to all of you. Thank you for your support for the Hagman Report. Bye bye, Doug.
All right. Bye bye. Folks, that was Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. And again, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so very much for allowing this platform to bring you Steve Quayle, guests like Steve Quayle, and even me. All right. Nah, I know you put up with me, but even me. And of course, Eric the Tech, I want to say thank you to Eric the Tech, who does a fantastic job. And I really mean that. Without him, this wouldn't be, we wouldn't be. But all of you, you're the reason. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. And Ricky, I'm praying for you. Ricky, I'm praying for you. May God bless every, I'm praying for y'all. There you go. Good night.